join us in our praise and worship together this morning. We are here to be with the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. And he is great. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are in this place. Holy Spirit, just lead this praise and worship. Lead this service in the name of Jesus. We worship you. We come to you in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We say, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mountain.
and we say, the victory is mine. Oh, victory.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Oh, victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
We sing victory.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
I told Satan.
I told Satan.
Get thee behind.
Get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
We sing victory is mine. Hallelujah. You claim it today. Come on.
Dance my life around.
together, O Lord my God.
O Lord my God,
I trust in you. Lord my God.
Oh Lord my God.
Lord, I trust.
I trust in you.
Put your hands up and just say, I trust you, Lord.
I trust in you.
For you are my God.
You are my God.
We surrender all to him. Oh Lord my God, I trust.
Oh Lord my God,
the creator of all things, I trust in you.
I trust in you.
For you know all things, you see all things.
I trust
Hallelujah. In
you.
Oh yes, God, we trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You are my God.
Yes, Lord. Oh,
you cannot move.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't think we're done yet. I heard you guys singing a song yesterday when I came by. It's a Mercy Chinwe song.
Incredible.
Huh?
Incredible.
Yes, that one. Let's sing that song. Your holy name. You are our keeper, our provider. You are our peace, you are our healer, our redeemer and deliverer. You are the God who reigns supreme. You are the unstoppable God. You cannot be limited. You are our fighter and our fighter. Oh, extraordinary God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for granting us access. Thank you, Lord, for healing us from every ailment, from every disease. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Father, we are thankful that you're the God who's renewed our youth. Like the eagles, we run and we're not weary. We walk and we do not faint, because we are mounted on wings like eagles. Day by day, you're making us more and more like you. Be exalted, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let your praise continually be in our mouths. With lifted hands, we worship you. Blessed be your holy name forever, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Incredible, extraordinary strategies.
2, 3, 4.
Extraordinary strategies. Impossibility specialist. You seated in heaven. You made the earth your footstool.
Hallelujah to the incredible God.
Hallelujah.
He makes impossibilities possible.
Amen.
Is he the God who can put eyes where there is no eyes?
Amen.
May he grant you your miracle today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He's an extraordinary specialist.
Amen.
May he be the specialist you invite into your family today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Well, thank you, worship team. God day, everybody. Well, the rest of you, stretch your hands as we pray for our children quickly. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for another wonderful day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. We are thankful. We are grateful. We appreciate you. We thank you for giving us life. We take nothing for granted, but we bless your holy name. Pray for all our biological children and their seeds and their spouses and our bloodline till Jesus come, and all our spiritual children, partners, extended families, friends all over the world. The Lord reign over every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for everyone from age 120 plus to zero form. Those in seed form, those walking the earth, those in the womb, every single one from age 120 plus to zero, you reign over everyone. May they know you and love you, walk with you and follow you. all the days of their lives. May they find you wonderful. You are truly the wonderful God. That they see you as the incredible God, the extraordinary specialist. Whenever they have a need, they run to you. They don't run to the world, they run to you. May you be the final say in every one of our lives. We thank you for healing, restoring, and making every one of us whole. We thank you for strengthening and restoring every family, bringing them to the table of the Lord. May they enjoy the word of the Lord today. As they eat, may they not be forgetful hearer, but remember your word and obey your word, and give you all glory and honor for the extraordinary things you're going to do in our lives, all week, all month, all year. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you into our lives, into the church, into our city, our nation, and our extended families and friends, that day we come to the knowledge of Jesus. Draw your people to you, Lord. For your word says, if we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. We receive your spirit and your word. For every word you speak, there's spirit and life. We receive you today in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 112. So it's very short. So catch up. We have 10 verses. Psalm 112. So this should be part of your family scriptures. Praise the Lord. All right. Everybody read. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. I don't know. I'm hearing a feedback of hum, hum, hum. So is it me or just? All right. Let's read on. They work on that. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Are there people who fear God in this house? Well, if you fear the Lord, you are blessed. I know a lot of us, we like to say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Fear the Lord and he'll bless you. Say amen. Praise God. Fearing the Lord is doing what God says. Walking in obedience, not disobedience. Say amen. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. Somebody say, that's me. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Say amen. From generation to generation, your family keep on getting blessed. Glory to glory. Amen. Three, wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness endure forever. Say amen. So the key is hear God's word and do it. And all these things are yours. Somebody say, I receive God's word. So the time to hearing God's word is not the time to be playing. The time to treasure God's word is not time to just say, well, I know that one already. If that's your attitude, then this is not for you. May your attitude be right this morning. Say, Lord, fix my attitude. Say amen. Wealth, how many people like wealth and riches? Well, God said it will be in your house. So God will command it to come to you. Amen. Say amen. Whenever you have a need, it is met. May your need be met in the name of Jesus. And may your righteousness endure forever. So you don't be a Christian today and tomorrow you say, I'm not. You will be forever. Say amen. Verse 4, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. How many of you like a miracle to just happen when you're going through difficulties? It just shows up. Somebody say, I receive light. When light comes, there's no more darkness. So you don't have to be praying about details of darkness. Just say, let there be light. Let there be light. He is gracious and full of compassion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And righteous. Verse 5. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. If you are a selfish person, change today. Say amen. Well, there's no selfishness in Christianity. There's no selfishness in God. Do you like today when you woke up how beautiful it is outside? Just beautiful, bright. God didn't care whether there are prostitutes in the city or drug addicts or crazy people or any type of thing, or murderer. He gave sunlight to all of us. Somebody shout hallelujah. May the light of God shine brightly in our hearts today. That light will draw the people in darkness into light from our lives. Say amen. Say amen. Favor will find you. Anywhere you go, it will show up. Say amen. May you guide your affairs with discretion and not be a talkative. Verse 6. You know, since I've been saying that some of my good friends that like to talk a lot, I've not been hearing from them. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you should talk. You are a speaking spirit. Amen? But limit your what? Yeah, because if you don't control it, the next few other things you are saying, they are lies. And you will be judged by your own words. So say only what you need to say. Say amen. Verse 6, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Somebody say, God is remembering me and my family right now. Yes, may that be your portion. So there's a lot of benefit just from hearing and obeying the word of God and following him. Look at all the goodies. Say amen. Verse 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Anytime you hear bad news, just know there is good news. Good news override this bad news. Good news override all bad news in my life, in my family, in ministry, in anyone that you know, in your friend's life. Say, I receive God's good news. Yes, the Lord is my salvation. Is that not what it says? So you are saved from that situation. Say amen. Can you say, the Lord is my light and my salvation? What a package. That's Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. You get light, darkness is gone. You get salvation, everything is fixed. Say, I receive the word of the Lord. Verse 8, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Well, your enemies should be afraid of you because you get to control their life. Whether it's going to be well with them, or they are going to be destroyed. Well, that's what it says. You have the power to do that. But most times, I just say, show mercy. So that God will be merciful to you. Say amen. But you have the power to destroy your enemies. Verse 9, he had dispersed. He had given to the poor. I hope this is what we do as believers. We don't eat all our seeds. We must learn to disperse. Take care of somebody else. Do something for somebody else. Say amen. He had dispersed. He had given to the poor. His righteousness endured forever. How long are you going to remain a righteous child of God? Forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. You will never remain small. You will keep on rising and showing up. Even in obscure places, you will be chosen. Say amen. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Whenever your enemy sees you, it's almost like they're having a heart attack. They go, why? Because your light is so bright. Somebody say, I'm going to shine. Shine. Point your hand to yourself. Say, shine. That's all you need to do. Just shine. And darkness will flee away from you. And anyone walking in darkness will flee away from you. Sickness and disease will flee away from you. Poverty and lack will flee away from you. Demotion and degradation will flee away from you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We have read your word. We talk it into our spirit. May your word take over our lives. May we live by your word. Your word says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. May these words be what we live by. May we live by your spirit. May we walk by your spirit. May we act by your spirit. May we move by your spirit. And may we believe by your spirit. Let your word take preeminence over everything in our lives. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are in my house. You don't need me to confess for you. Wealth and riches are in my house. We are quickened by your spirit. And what the word of the Lord says is our reality. We now pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls. Prosperity to her palaces. The Lord reign over the nation of Israel. God, arise and continue to let your enemies be scattered. Show yourself mighty and strong. You are the defender, the shield, and the buckler of Israel. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. And Lord, on eagle's wings, you will continue to deliver them. They will continue to ride on high places and continue to defeat all their enemies and continue to silence the voice of the oppressor. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for victory upon victory. Thank you that you are the defender of Israel. You are the glory of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We continue to thank you for the fulfillment of your holy word. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing for all nations today. We receive it for the nation of Israel, Canada, United States of America, Nigeria, Pakistan, India, and Sri Lanka. We receive your word, O God. The Lord reigns over all the isles of the seas, over all first nations, that anywhere someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, save that nation, save your people, have mercy, O Lord, and remember your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, raise up holy and righteous leaders, that the people will rejoice. In the name of Jesus, righteousness exalt a nation, and sin is a reproach. Deliver nations right now. It's no longer rumors of war. There are wars. Save your people and prepare our hearts to know that the coming of the Lord is nigh, that we will draw near to you, that you will draw near to us. We pray now for the nations. We continue to thank you for the mission trips. As Apostle goes, go before and behind him. Let the word of the Lord do what it needs to do. We thank you for unusual miracles, signs and wonders, salvation, healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, and blessings on the people of God, and more expansion for the kingdom of God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We speak the blood of Jesus, the word of the Lord. We send it before and behind him. Ministry angels on assignment, doing their portion. Thank you, Lord, for excellent result that glorifies your name. Glorify yourself, O Lord, and glorify your servant. We thank you for every one of us. Those that are sick, we declare, be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those in the hospital, you're coming out of it. You're not going to die. You shall live and testify of the goodness of God and the land of the living. Thank you. You are changing characters. Our characters are reflecting the character of Christ. You're changing attitudes. You're changing mindsets. The mind of Christ is in full operation. Bless the word of the Lord as it comes this morning. It come with power, with grace, with favor, mercy, and truth. Healing, deliverance, prosperity, wealth, and riches, and divine health and divine wealth, and transactions from the kingdom of heaven to the earth. In Jesus' mighty name we declare so done. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I like the verse that I'm seeing on the screen, even though it's not part of my message this morning. I'll read it. It says, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. We said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. I do believe that God is calling us to that. God wants to reveal himself to us in ways that we have not experienced before. I don't know when this morning, I think it was while I was here, the Lord opened my eyes to see something that was rather interesting. I saw a man that had been amputated. His left arm had been amputated completely. And the next thing I saw was a full arm. I say, ay, 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 that's something. I do believe that God is going to do extraordinary things in us and with us in this last of the last days. We should get ourselves ready. I like the word, we should get, how did I say it before? Get our ready? Yes, we should get our ready. Yeah. There's readiness inside of you already. Get it ready. You know what Paul says is stir up those gifts that have been bestowed inside of you by the laying on of hands. There's a deposit inside of you even before the foundations of the earth. You know, the decision for progressive things and instantaneous things is in our hands. God can do progressively, or God can do instantly. Do you remember the story of Jairus? Jairus came to the Lord Jesus, and he said, "My daughter is sick. Will you please come?" And Jesus said, "Go in." But while they were going, there was a woman who had an issue. Both of them had issues. Jairus' daughter was 12 years old. And this woman with the issue of blood had a 12-year issue of bleeding. She tried everything and wasted all her resources and was not getting better but getting worse, but made a decision. The decision was not for progressive Jesus coming to where she was. The decision was, when I get to him and I grab him, a miracle is going to happen right away. Jairus was still going, but she got hers right away. Are there some right away people here this morning? Praise the Lord. God can do it progressively. You want him to come? He will come. But while Jesus was going, message came that Jairus' daughter was dead. Dead. Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. And hear this. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying what? Fear not. Saying what? Fear not. Saying what? Fear not. That's the title of the message. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. There is a fear that we must have. It's the fear of God, but not the fear of man, not the fear of circumstances, not the fear of the future. There are all kinds of fears that plague people on a daily basis. What am I going to do after I retire? That's a fear. What am I going to do if my husband or my wife dies? That's a fear. What am I going to do for finances? How am I going to pay my bills? That's a fear. There's all kinds of fears. Fears about health, fears about shelter, fears about what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink. But the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 13, Isaiah 41 and verse 13, it is very clear. This is what the word of God says: "For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee," I'm not just going to hold your hand. I'm going to say to you, while I'm holding your hand, fear not. I will help thee. Someone say, God is my helper. It says, don't be afraid. I'm holding your hand and I'm saying to you, fear not. Why does God say, fear not? Because there are things to be afraid of. The world is full of evil, confusion, all kinds of things happening in our world. Things are about to hit the fan. The challenges that are coming to our world are beyond what we can imagine. But God is saying to you and to me right now, while there is darkness and gross darkness covering the world, He's saying to you and I, fear not. You are not them. I'm holding your hand and I'm walking with you and I'm telling you, fear not. I am going to what? Help you. You've got a helper. The Bible says, I am not leaving you comfortless. I'm going to send you one that is like me, the Paraclete. He's the Holy Spirit. He's going to be your comforter. He's going to be your helper. He's going to reveal to you truth. The things that you have been told, He'll remind you of them. The things that God has invested inside of your spirit, God is going to remind you of it. You're going to be awakened from sleep. And God is going to be saying to you, it is well with your soul. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Some say, I'm not forsaken. I am the beloved of the Lord. Verse 14 says, fear not. Thou warm Jacob. Warm. What is the word of God saying? This is God says the guy is a worm. And what when we think about worms, we're thinking about something that's very vulnerable. And God says, yeah, I agree with you, you're warm. But Lord, I'm a giant. I'm a lion. No. I can say you're warm. And I'm going to help you. I'm your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I buy you out of that place of bondage. I get you out of that marketplace, that agora of darkness. I get you out of that place of confusion. This is my battle. Like we sang earlier, He's my Father, my fighter. Hallelujah. He is more than enough. He says, you worm, listen, I'm going to make you a new, sharp, threshing instrument having teeth. In essence, I'm changing you from your worm-like setting to a place where you become a weapon. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not going to be vulnerable to the forces of darkness. When you speak, you are going to have teeth. When you show your teeth, devils are going to flee. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm making you a threshing, sharp instrument. And what are you going to do? You're going to thresh mountains. Huh? From worm? Yes, I'm going to make you a bulldozer. You're going to bulldoze everything that is in the way, out of the way, because I'm putting faith inside of you. You're going to beat them small. Those mountains, those challenges, those struggles, you're going to knock them down. You're not going to recognize that there was ever in that place a mountain, because I'm making you an instrument that is going to destroy every stronghold. Therefore, don't be afraid. I am your helper. Hallelujah. You're going to make them, those heels, as chaff. Man of God, woman of God, stop belittling yourself. Jacob felt like a worm in spite of the blessings that were upon him. He'd received the blessing of his father, and when he was going back home, he was afraid of his brother. But one day, after sending his family ahead, and he was alone, he saw a man and started wrestling with a man. He says, "You're going to bless me or you're not going to go anywhere." "Yeah, I'm an angel." Now, listen. The angel could have tapped him on his hip bone all night long. Did not. The angel did not dislocate his hip. They've been wrestling all this while. Why? God wanted this man to wrestle out of his life the deceptive ways of Jacob. The wrestling that we go through, it's not against God. God is just helping us deal with the issues on the inside so that we can have a name change. Hallelujah. So that we can have what? A name change. A transformation that brings us into wholeness by the grace of the living God. God was going to change his name from Jacob to what? Israel. What is it that you need to wrestle with today? Wrestling is about God changing you from being a worm to becoming that threshing weapon. Instrument that's able to take off mountains, not just move them, beat them small. Hallelujah. Make it a chaff. He says, and you're going to fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. The wind is going to carry those mountains. Those issues that have plagued me all these years, yes, fan it. 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 How? By the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is like the wind. The breath of God is like that wind. You talk and you'll see that you are blowing wind out of your mouth. That's your breath. Words. Do it. So you see that when you speak, and when you speak, the word of God, it is like fanning those mountains. If you have faith in God, you shall say to this mountain, "Be thou removed and be cast into the sea." And if you do not doubt in your heart, but those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. It says, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. Thou shalt rejoice in the Lord and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm not going to forsake you. That is a commitment of God to you. That's a commitment of God to me. He is God, and he is more than enough. And here one more thing he says. He says, I'm going to open rivers in high places. and fountains in the midst of the valleys. So on top, bottom, every level between, I'm there with you. Hallelujah. And fountain in the midst of the valleys, and I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. That's why you and I must not be afraid. Actually, starting from 41:10, God's word says, and the theme is about no fear. Fear thou not. Say, I am not going to be afraid. God has not given to me this spirit of fear. Oh, I have a fear of failure. If you have a fear of failure, you are going to fail. But you'll find out sooner or later that failure sometimes is not a bad thing. For God says, I will cause all things to work together for your good. Amen? The world might think you failed. You're not making it. Your life is a full journey. The devil is a liar. Did you hear what I said? The devil is a liar, and that's not a praise. Because he's the father of lies. So I don't want him to think that I'm praising him. I'm not praising him. I'm saying, no, you can't lie to me. I know the truth. Hallelujah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Don't get overwhelmed. I am your God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Don't be afraid. He says, listen. There are so many people that are incensed against you. They're upset about you. But they are going to be the ones that are ashamed. And they are the ones that are going to be confounded. Not you. I'm not with them. I'm with you. Oh, glory. You know, I think a few years ago, there was this saying that was going around, I'm with her. God says, I'm with you. I'm with you. Say it, God is with me. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be delayed. I have the breakers power in my life. I smash mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. I blow upon them and they are out of the way. So mountain, I'm coming. Get out of the way. Glory be to God. It says, they shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. You're going to seek them, and you're not going to find them. Even them that contended with thee, they are vamoosed. Glory be to God. Are we speaking English or Greek or whatever? They that war against thee shall be as nada, and as a thing of naught. That's why you should not be afraid. You got a God who's not quitting on you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to control him. I'm going to do this. Mount off all you want. All your mounting off is nada, nothing. Anyone challenging you as a son, as a daughter of the Most High God, I am saying to you today, as an oracle of God, they are nothing. You don't need to be afraid of them, and you don't need to be afraid of the its of this life, because the its of this life also speak. It is not only animate things that speak. Inanimate things also speak. Because everything that was created by the Word of God. Which means they have the capacity to hear. Did the Lord Jesus Christ not say, if you stop these kids from praising me, the rocks? Did he not? Did he not say, did the Word of God not say in Mark 11, and Jesus answered the fig tree? Oh, so the fig tree must be saying something. Things are always speaking. Your money, your pocket, your wallet speaks to you. You open it, it says, we broke. That's when you tell it, shut up, fill up, obey the voice of the living God. Amen. I have more than enough to do whatever it is God wants me to do. I am not broke. Wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. I am the righteous. This is the temple of God. Rababo shekele brosa maka. Hey, hallelujah. I am loaded. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. He's always speaking nonsense. But we don't have ears to hear their nonsense. Our ears are fashioned to hear the voice of the Lord. Because guess what? We are not tuned in into the frequency of the devil. Hello? You have a television or a radio? You have to tune into that channel or that station to hear what the station is saying. So why are you tuned on to the devil's channel? Switch off. Turn to your neighbor and say, hey, switch off. Change channels. Glory to God. You got to change the channel. Brother Kingsley? They should change channel like right now. Amen. Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my what? My light. God sows light for the righteous. The word of God, Mama read to us in Psalm 122, whatever. 112. Yes, 112. That light rises for the righteous when it is dark. Yeah? Unto the dare arise at light in the darkness. Not only is He God gracious, you, the theme of the chapter is about you. He says, you are gracious. Why are you gracious? Because grace has come into your life. What does grace do? Grace allows you to do what you cannot do by yourself. What did God promise? I am your helper. So when it seems like things are dark, God says, show grace. Amen. He says, because you are full of compassion and you are righteous, and a good man showeth favor and lends. Amen. He guides his affairs with discretion. This word discretion in the Hebrew is about being exact, being exact in judgment. You make a decision. Hallelujah. I decide that this is how it's going to go. And God says, amen. Because He is yes and amen. Hallelujah. Don't let God say amen to your negativity. Switch channels. Cleave to His word. And begin to show favor. People who show favor don't live in fear. Psalm 27 and verse 1. God is my light. He is my light. Is God your light? He says, and my salvation. He is my salvation. Say it. He is my salvation. One more time. He is my salvation. I'm not getting saved. The reality is, He is my salvation. Praise the Lord. And because He is my Savior and my salvation, who am I going to be afraid of? What am I afraid of? The Lord is the strength of my life. That's why I'm no longer a worm. He's the strength of my life. I'm no longer a worm. I am going through the progressive work of grace to come out a butterfly. Hallelujah. I'm coming out from my worm state. I'm becoming God-like. I hope that didn't throw you, because the Word of God says we are His offsprings. Hallelujah. Cows give birth to cows. Dogs give birth to dogs. God gives birth to His kind. Amen. I'm not a mere man. I am of the God kind. And when God spoke, His first words were, let there be light. Do you want to hear a secret? How many of you like hearing secrets? Okay, I'll tell you a secret. When you don't know what to do, say, let there be light. Because you don't know what to do because you don't know. You need to be enlightened. Amen? Let there be light. Reveal yourself. What is this that is causing problems in my life, in my home? Light, shine, be revealed. so that you can knock that sucker out. Amen? When you say, light be, get your big stick ready. That rat shall not move anymore. Pow! I see you. Is somebody listening? You and I don't need to be afraid. The devil's got to be, has to be afraid of every single moment. When you turn on your bed, devils should start running. Glory be to God. Oh, he's about to wake up again. It's about, this is going to be trouble. This is not the time to doze. Link up. Glory be to God. Amen. Speak to your body. Receive strength. Be renewed. Be refreshed. Be renewed. Amen. Whom shall I fear when the enemy? Psalm 27. When the enemy, the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. What? One thing. I mean, if you want to hear another secret, it's right there. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to what? Inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In his temple, in his tabernacle, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above all mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. The secret is being in the house of the Lord, seeking first the kingdom of God. When you find, you see, some, you cannot be a believer of God. This got to be like your second home. That doesn't mean that you don't have a life outside of the house of God. You are the temple of God and you carry him wherever it is that you go. But in this last of the last days, there's an instruction from God that while there's trouble all over the world, it says, do not neglect the assembling together. Attending church is not an option. It has to be the first and primary point, because there are benefits attached to it. As it is in the natural, so also it is in the realm of the spirit. When that's why it says, I'm asking for one thing. Just like Paul said, this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind, and I press towards that thing that's ahead of me. There's so much more, and I need to have revelation. I need to be in the house of God. And guess what the devil will want to do in this last of the last days? You want to hear another secret? You think COVID-19 and the shutdowns were for what? To make sure that you are not in the house of God. And guess what happened to so many? And I forewarned you before COVID-19 came. I forewarned you. I don't necessarily say, thus saith the Lord all the time. But if you're listening, you'll be hearing the prophetic word. I forewarned you before it came that was coming. Don't go to church. And the next one is, we are not going to give you a tax return receipt so that because they think that the reason we give is because we're going to get a fat check back from the government. So if people are not getting whatever it is returned, they will stop giving. Yes, there are going to be some fools that do that because they think that that is their source. It is the fool that says in his heart, there is no God. But those that have a relationship with God and are kingdom focused march ahead. You're not going to stop me. That's why when they said shut down the church, we did not shut down. Hallelujah. We're not going to march by the drumbeat of the world. We listen to God the Father and we do what He says. So we had church. Praise the Lord. We had church anyways. Glory be to God. Why am I going to be afraid? What is man going to do to me? What are you going to do? You going to throw me in jail? I'll go to jail and I'll get people saved there. Hallelujah. You're going to start begging me to get out of jail. You're causing all these people to change. Especially when they have some of the prisons nowadays are privately owned. Somebody's making money and now all these people are getting saved. And the favor of God is coming up. You know what? Oh, you want to hear another secret? God is going to break people out of jailhouses. I don't know if you heard what I just said. They will lock them up like they did the disciples, the apostles, and when they came looking for them, they were out of there doing what God said they should do, preaching. What are we going to do with these guys? They have no fear. No, we are not going to be intimidated by the devil, and we are not going to operate in frustration, because people who are frustrated are people who are impatient. But people who trust in God have no place for frustration. They are either moving the frustration out of the way, dealing with it, smashing those mountains, or they are waiting on the Lord and saying, God, what are we going to do? What's the assignment here? I'm here. What are we doing here? That's what is going to happen. Amen? God, why am I still here? What's my assignment? Give me this day my daily bread. Somebody shout hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18, the word of God is very clear. There is no fear in love. That's one of the things that we've been talking about. You have a love for God and you have a love for His people. God's word says there's no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. Why? Because fear hath torment. And torment is not what God has for you. Torment is for the devil and people who are practicing wickedness, are living in the realm of unforgiveness. Do you remember what the Word of God says about that? The man who refused to forgive was handed over to the tormentors. If you have been tormented, you need to go back and deal with the issue of forgiveness and choose to love. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you forget. No, when you forgive, it does not mean that you forget permanently. Because now and then, the enemy is going to bring back the situation, and you have to choose to forgive again and again and again. And if you remember 70 times, 70 times in one day what that guy did, forgive 70 times 71. Every time, oh, there he goes again, I forgive you. For forgiveness is for the giving. You have to give it. You have to release it. Because what you don't release will keep you in bondage. The warden in jail is just as much in jail as the prisoner that's in jail. As long as I'm holding on to this, it's holding on to me. And as long as I hold on to this, nothing new can come in there. You've got to make a decision. Because unforgiveness means that you are going to be in a state of torment. You're going to be tormented in your mind. Bitterness will bring torment to you. And you've got to make the decision. Is this how I want to live my life? Or am I going to choose something different? Make that change. Hallelujah. In Luke 12 and verse 25. Word of God says, and which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? You're living in a life of worry. Living the life of fear. He says, hello. What good has that fear done? You're worrying. When did worry ever fix anything for you? The only thing you end up with is wrinkles and grays and stomach aches and diarrhea. Yeah. Worrying. Pit of my stomach. Why are you worrying? Worrying is not going to fix it. God can. As long as you're living in worry and in fear, you are putting up negativity all around you. And it drives away the possible answers that God has coming your way. I've never seen God just show up, say, I'm God. Okay, let's fix this. No. By His Spirit, He might do it sovereignly, and things just move and change. But a great deal of the time, He uses people. The right people will come into your life, say the right things to you, reveal to you something that you were not looking for, but you need. And if you're living in worry, you drive all those people away. You push them away. Because you are sending out negative vibes, so to speak. So what does God's word say? Count it all what? Joy. Start celebrating. You're not celebrating the problem. You're celebrating the victory that's coming out in spite of the problem. God is calling light to rise for you in darkness. So why are you worrying? If you then be not able to do that which is least. What did God just call least? Look at verse 25 again. And which of you would taking thought can add to his stature 1 cubit? That's 18 inches. He said, which of you? 18 inches. Mind over matter. Just concentrate. Just focus. And 18 inches is going to come just like that. He said, if you can't do that, and that's the least, you know, basically God's saying, I can just think it. And you're 18 inches taller. Now you have to find new wardrobe, different problem. If you then be not able to do that which is least, why take you thought for the rest? Why? So I tell you what you got to do. Instead of worrying about all this stuff, and I'm going to read that at the end. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing is going to be added unto you. So stop worrying about what kind of clothes am I going to wear, what house am I going to live in, and on and on and on and on and on. I am more than enough for you. Amen? So stop worrying. Stop fretting. 5:7 says, cast all your cares. All of it. Everything you're caring about. Cast it all upon me. Cast it on the Lord, for he careth for you. He doesn't want you carrying those burdens. He doesn't want you carrying all those cares. He says, you need to listen to this now. Listen to this. You need to stop worrying. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may destroy. Who is he trying to devour? Warriors. Warriors. People embracing anxiety and anxious about everything. Now, I do understand that there are chemical imbalances and all kinds of other stuff that generate mental issues for people. But is that not a sickness that God can heal to? Yeah. Oh, Pastor, I can't help it. I have this panic disorder. Who told you you had panic disorder? Somebody gave it a name. Before somebody gave it a name, nobody said, you have panic. What is panic? Panic. Comes from the god Pan. The god Pan was a half goat, half man. And they sacrificed babies to that god. And that's where Jesus went to in Caesarea Philippi. He went there and he said, who do men say that I am? Oh, well, some people say you Jeremiah and the blah, blah, blah. He said, but who do you say that I am? And the question that God will ask every one of us is, who do you say that I am? You see, from that place, he said, the gates of hell, the government of hell, shall not prevail over my church. Who is this church? The church that he abides in, his temple. Who is this church? Those that have his spirit. Who is this church? Those that are serving. He says, they are not going to be prevailed over. May I say something to you? If you are struggling with fear and worry, go help somebody else. Do you hear what I said? Help somebody else. You'll find out that while you are busy serving other people, by the Spirit of Christ, that fear will vamoose from your life. It is a spiritual law. Amen? Do something. Trust God, and love people. And all of this. Perfected love will do what? Cast out fear. It will cast out fear. Those are not just words. It will drive it away. Love. It will drive it away. It will run so fast. You'll be looking for it and you will not find it. So you need to resist the devil steadfastly. But before he says, be sober and be vigilant. When you see the enemy trying to seed fear into you, knock it off. Don't embrace it. Don't let it marinate around you. Shut it down right away. Amen? Hallelujah. Say with me, fear, I shut you down now. You don't belong here. Get out and keep your mouth shut around me. I don't give you permission to speak to me ever again. I'm changing the channel. Hallelujah. Get that remote control out and click off. Praise the Lord. Let me say one more thing. Romans 16:20. So much that I want to say to you. Romans 16:20 says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Rise with me. How many of you know that we are the body of Christ and that Jesus is the head? Where do the feet belong? In the body. The Word of God says, the God of peace. And that's the God that is inside of you. The God of peace is a God in whom nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Everything is complete. Shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Are you ashamed to march on the head of that enemy that's been bugging you? You too ladylike, too gentlemanlike? Do something. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do it again. Doing it like that, arthritis will vamoose from your body. Amen. Knee problems gone. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Say with me, I declare by the authority of the word of God that is now equipping me, I decree in Jesus' name, fear, you have no authority in my life, in my family, anywhere I am. I am the manifestation of the light of God. And wherever I go, darkness leaves. So darkness, get, leave now. In Jesus' mighty name, I am the offspring of the Most High God. I am above only and never beneath. I'm head and not tail. You mountains, be gone. I am a threshing instrument with teeth created, made, empowered by the living God. And I am a weapon in the hand of God. Right now, you mountain, you are crushed to dust. You mountain, I blow on you. You are blown away, and my path is forever clear. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I thank God for the privilege to share with you this morning the everlasting word of the Lord. We are going into the mission field. Have a crusade in a nation that needs to hear Jesus and experience the power of God. The enemy has done everything imaginable to make it impossible for me to get into this nation. It's always been a challenge. But God has been faithful. In spite of the challenges, we keep on getting in there. Amen? The last time I was there, I guess that would be about a year now, physically. We've had a few mass crusades. God has done great things. I remember it was a Friday, we were having a prayer meeting here, and for months did not release my visa. And the Lord spoke to me and told me to mention the name of the country and declare it open. So I called the name of that country and I said, open! 2 days later, my visa was in my hand. Hallelujah. They'd held it for months. 2 days later, I got it. Not 2 days later, the next day. Now, this time I applied for the same country because we needed to go, and that was way back in August. August, you know how long August is? That's 8 months. Yeah, last year. 8 months. The visa will not come out. I applied for Mama and I. Mama's came. Well, mine won't come. I did the same thing. Open. Nothing was changing. I said, Lord, what's going on? And says, buy your ticket. So I bought the ticket. And I bought the ticket for this particular day. Nothing. Nothing. Then Thursday came. And I've tried everything. I've tried my Nigerian passport, everything. Nothing. I know I'm saying a lot. What do I do? The Lord says, pick up your phone. I picked up my phone. Call this number. I called the number. I said, this blah, 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 blah. Okay, we'll check on it. And we'll call you back. I called back. And I called the third time and said, you've got it already. Check your email. It came just on time. God decided to solve the problem a different way this time. That's to say to you, when we're talking about the things of God, you got to listen to God. I was doing what I used to know, but what I used to know was not the way God was going to do it. He was going to do it another way. He brought me right to the edge. But we're still at peace. And so we go in. Amen? I'd like to say to you that in Canadian dollars, I am where I should be. I have enough. The Lord was gracious, showed me what to do, plus what was given from this house. And I want to thank everyone that gave for this crusade. May God bless you exceedingly. May God surprise you. May God be your helper. May God be the one who causes you to flourish, you and your children's children. May you experience supernatural benefits because you invested in souls. Amen? It doesn't matter how much, if all you had was a dollar, you invested in souls. Amen? Hallelujah. If you obeyed the instruction of the Lord, God bless you greatly. But having said that, I don't just want to go there and have a crusade. I want there to go get slaves out. Amen? And I do need some people to step up. Whoever you might be. I think I need 10,000 at least to get at least 5 families out. Or 4 families. If you are able to help, please do. If you are not able to, that's fine. But if you can do something, I'm just asking. There are some people that are in slavery right now. They borrowed $50 and now they owe $2,000. And they're making them work like dogs and cutting hands off and all kinds of crazy things. I don't want to show you pictures because you will not believe what's happening to these people. I want to be able to go in and negotiate and see people free. Amen? And if God speaks to you to help, I really appreciate it. Amen? And we'll do whatever it is we can to make it happen. Praise the Lord. So once again, thank you for your generosity and for your giving. Mama will fill you in on when and what we are doing and all of that information in the days to come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. This release to Him, our tithes, our offerings, our free will offerings, vows, whatever it is that we are able to bring to Him, and the Lord will be gracious to us. Thank you. Bless you. There is nothing you cannot do. There is one thing you cannot move. I trust in you. You are my God. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. I trust in you. You are my God. Could you help us, Sister Lindsay? Start and we end this day recognizing one thing, that we have you as our God. God who will never leave us nor forsake us. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for this body. You said as often as you take of this body and you eat it, do it in remembrance of me. Father, once again we take of this body. We remember the gift of our Redeemer, our Savior, our Deliverer, Jesus Christ. Your firstborn from the dead. And as we take of this, we rise with him into a new sphere of great glory. Be exalted, O Most High, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Take and eat.
Let's believe God for incredible miracles.
Amen.
Breakthroughs. Unusual stuff to happen for this crusade.
Amen.
And in our lives.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
I think, Apostle, you said you saw a vision. Somebody's, was it hand and feet?
No, hand.
Hand grew out. Not sure which song they were singing earlier in worship. And I was seeing limbs coming out, like pulling, like, you know, like a bamboo shoot. So when he said that, I know God is going to do something.
Lord,
because the same one spirit. I saw it as I'm looking at you. I saw that. I only just made a statement about it when I was praying. I prayed something and just left it as that, but I knew what I saw. So when he said that, I leaped for joy because time for unusual miracles.
Yes, Lord, do it.
May
Lord.
God do it.
Amen.
Whatever has been so impossible in your life, in your family, things you are praying for, may God come through.
Yes.
And for this crusade, may many people, I think I wrote down in my note that limbs should grow out. So may limbs grow out.
Amen.
Many people have been amputated. May God do something unusual for them.
Amen.
To turn a whole nation around.
In Jesus, my
in
name.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
We take the promises of God and this covenant blood to protect every one of our families, protect yes. our lives,
yes.
and may the blood of Jesus speak better and greater things than that of Abel in our lives.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
I need to say something to you real quick. Just stay where you are, as you are. A man called Goliath came out to fight against the people of Israel. They were running and fleeing away. Remember the story? And he said, I curse you in the name of my gods. The enemy always elevates battle to a spiritual level. Don't fight back in the natural. You have a God. You have defied the name of the God of Israel. You're not fighting against me, and it is by his authority you're coming down. Amen? Do that, and you will have victory. take the battle, because the enemy is going to take it to the spiritual level, whether you like it or not. That's how he's going to fight. Take it there. Amen? The weapons of your warfare are not what? Carnal. They are mighty, how? Through God, to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Pull down strongholds around you. Pull it down for other people and be the child of God. Amen? God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to dismiss ourselves from those who are on YouTube and Facebook, and we're going to just say a quick hello to those that are on Zoom. Amen.